Payroll employment increased by a significantly lower than expected 138,000 in May.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, non-farm payroll employment rose by 138,000 in May, significantly below expectations. Also, employment growth of the previous months were revised down by 95,000 jobs. However, there were 2.3 million jobs created in the last 12 months. Despite the small employment growth, the unemployment rate dropped from 4.4% in April to 4.3% in May, the lowest rate since March of 2001. Unemployment rate never drops to zero. The lowest it has been in the last 65 years is 2.5%, and that was in 1953. And its highest level was 10.8%, which happened not during the Great Recession, but in the 1982's not-so-great recession. In the Valley, the unemployment rate reached 13% in 1982. Those of us who lived in the Valley still remember that devastating year. Since unemployment rate never drops to zero, we have invented a proxy for the lowest unemployment rate, and we call it the full employment rate. However, what exactly the unemployment rate at the so-called full employment level is not all that clear. In the 1980s, it was 5%. In the 90s, it dropped to 4%. It should be noted that in the 1960s, that rate was considered 3.4%. Based on the current labor market, our current 4.3% serves as a proxy for unemployment at full employment level. The total number of officially unemployed was 6.9 million people in May. However, official unemployment does not include all the unemployed. The discouraged and the semi-discouraged unemployed account for more than 1 million people. However, they are not even counted as part of the labor force, so they're not officially considered as unemployed. But the biggest problem with the official count comes from a much larger group of people who are officially considered employed. However, they don't think of themselves as such. There are 5 million individuals who have accepted part-time jobs due to economic reasons while still looking for full-time work. Okay, when we count all these people, our real unemployment rate for May becomes 8.4%. This rate is known as U6. During the Great Recession, this rate peaked at 17.1%. However, now U6 is back to where it was before the recession. The employment level is now at or about its so-called full employment level. And this is one reason that overall wages are rising faster than before. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.